It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She's so smart. They should put her name on buildings. Fox News contributor Lara Trump. And he'll slap that smirk right off your commie face. American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp. She's like a flower. She lights up a room, but attracts bugs. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tip. And the Hoover Dam is his step stool. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, Lara, welcome to Fox News.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, the upside is you get to do Fox. The downside, you have to do this show once in a while.
It's very tough. No, congratulations. This is a great show. It's on all the time. You can't miss it. I'm so happy to be here.
Ah, well, thank you very much. So, am I being too harsh on the media? I just look at almost every subject, and I can't see how the media makes anything better.
Well, they don't. They make it worse. I mean, the reality is, how are they making money if they're not going to fan the flames, as you say? They have to create conflict. Otherwise, what are they going to report on? Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows? Mm-hmm. We have all seen it happen. I would watch it.
Yes.
Puppies, horses, ponies. But truly, we all know how they do this. And I loved exactly what you said. That man calling out the CNN reporter. Amazing. Good for him. Mm. We need to see more of that happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was mad about, if he was just mad that the police, that the cameras were there or not. But I just, it was so honest, Matt. And I don't know. I mean, you can take the media side, or do you want to talk about defunding the police? Whatever you want.
Well, I just think if you look at, I don't know what was in that guy's head. I think he was being very honest, which we need a lot more of. Mm-hmm. But all these policies that are wrapped in race, mm-hmm. I think people who live in these communities must get awfully tired of being told what can be done to help them with these woke, radical policies. Defunding the cops doesn't help anybody who lives in the areas that really suffers with crime. And I think that was kind of what he was channeling from my point of view. Don't exploit us. Actually do something to make the problem better.
Yeah. You know, Tyrus, the first time you were on this show, do you remember it?
Yeah, you had me pick you up and carry you across the thing and put you in your seat. How could I forget?
And that was, yes. And you know the great thing about
that? I know
that?
What you wanted to talk about, but I had to bring up the creepy part first before you did.
I think the creepy part was that I had you practice it a half a dozen times.
Yeah, you did. You literally did.
Yes. Like,
you want me to go my lines? No, just keep holding me.
All yes. Right.
Was this like a Patrick Swayze move, or how did this work out?
You ever seen King Kong?
No.
Smashed up? Yeah. Except she wasn't really screaming. It was more of, I can do the show like this. So I know where you're going with this.
Because the first, that was what, almost 5 years ago?
Yes.
And we are still, we were talking about compliance. I can't even remember the actual shooting we were talking about. But we have not moved one iota from that period. It's like we keep repeating the same thing because the media isn't that interested in solving this. I don't know.
The first point was made is when she said ratings and earned money. That's why news is where it's at now. It's about ratings and numbers, not necessarily truth and facts. What's heartbreaking is take just in this week, the police incidences that we've had. Mm-hmm. We've had in Georgia where police officers were being shot at. Mm-hmm. We have what happened in Minnesota. We have a police officer being held accountable for his actions in court with George Floyd. And then we had a Capitol Police officer being laid to rest today. Mm-hmm. That is the entire spectrum of what it's like for police officers.
Right.
And as a black man, whenever I hear these things, as I get older and as I get wisdom, I try to look at the whole, each situation is different. Mm-hmm. It's not the same. You can't put them together. When you put them together, you're not doing justice for anyone.
Right.
You're making it ugly. That young brother, when he decided, up until the point, and this is tough for me because I'm a parent, and I'm always talking about compliance. Mm-hmm. And when you hear those words, you're going to jail, it sucks.
Yeah.
And you're being arrested, it sucks. But at that moment, that's not when you decide mm-hmm. to fight it. Mm-hmm. You're not Rosa Parks in that moment. Mm-hmm. You're breaking the law.
Yeah.
If he just would have went with being arrested, and I'm going to catch hell for this, but then what happens is people panic. The tension's everywhere. Minnesota is like everyone's walking on landmines. You have a police officer who made accident, probably isn't the right word, a horrific mistake. She's resigned her position.
Yeah.
She should not be a police officer anymore. She should be held accountable. But we're not telling that story. We're only looking at one thing. And that's what concerns me, because we cannot get better. We cannot get past it until we start realizing that we have to be accountable all the way around. We have to, police officers, I grew up disliking police officers. I've said it a million times. When I saw a cop car, I went the other way. I wanted nothing to do with them. As I've learned, as I've grown, as you look at the world, as you see things for what they are, as you reflect on your own wretchedness and what were you doing and things like that, it puts it in perspective. What happened to that young man was a tragedy and was a horrible mistake, and she should be held accountable. But do not all of a sudden make her the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Do not all of a sudden talk about there was this mass conspiracy. The people who don't want the police are unaffected, because police, they don't need police in their life. They have bodyguards. They have families. They have cars. They have houses. They have security. They have cameras. So, of course, they can say, I don't need police. Yeah. I don't want police, until they need them.
Yeah.
And when they need them, what do? They take them from us.
Yeah.
Protests go on. You have a protest over here at City Hall.
So true.
It turns into a riot. And when soon as those riot and looters get within two blocks of their home, National Guard, police officers are pulled off the dollar store. They're pulled out of Target, and they got to go keep their neighborhood safe.
Absolutely.
And then the neighborhood is destroyed. And then they'll come up on their pulpit and go, we don't need the police.
Yeah.
We cannot get better until we all start being a little more honest with ourselves.
Absolutely. Kat, last word to you. Where do you stand on the defund the police thing, since you are a libertarian and hate all authority with a deeply rooted and often frightening passion?
Absolutely. And you know what? I would hate to cement my position as a lawless anarchist, but... And nobody has been talking about this, so I thought that this show would be an appropriate place to do so.
Your engagement?
No. Who exactly are the victims of expired car registration? Are you guys? Like, I don't know. If you think about it, right, as far as I can, and I Googled it, I could not figure it out. It's so they know you pay your taxes, and then, you know, and because if you find out they're expired, then they get you for more money. But if they want to keep it illegal, they could just send it in, you know, the mail, like this cash grab that is speeding tickets, right? And you think about it, this happened before with Eric Garner,
right,
who was killed with selling Lucy cigarettes.
Yes.
And I just
regulatory laws, I think those
yes,
are what they're called.
I don't understand how people like Rashida Tlaib, for example, don't see, or maybe don't care, how over-criminalization and the need for cash grabs because of these expensive policies aren't going to lead to needing more of a police presence. Those two things don't make sense together.
That is an excellent point.
Thank you, Greg.
Police don't want to wrestle men over cigarettes.
No.
They don't want to pull people over and get in these scary moments because of an expired registration.
Who are the victims of expired registration?
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
They've gone from Hollywood to Holly Won't. Yep. Turns out the star of Hitch is a whiny little actor. Will Smith's new movie, Emancipation, will move production out of Georgia because of the state's new voting laws, which expands ID requirements. Smith said the laws were reminiscent of voting impediments that were passed at the end of Reconstruction. It was scheduled to start shooting in June, and now they're apparently looking to film in Louisiana, where voters are also required to show ID. So Hollywood is ignoring what the law actually does, much like an allegation against Harvey Weinstein. All right, Tyrus, you are a Louisiana resident, so you must be happy that production is moving to your state. What else are you happy for? Being my friend.
Yeah, it's the joy of my life. Fire in my proverbial candle. It's good for the economy in Louisiana. So, you know, you're always good to see that. But at the same time, you're hurting the economy in Georgia.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We always, they're not, when you do things like, I'm leaving, like MLB did the same thing with the All-Star. You're not hurting the people you think you're hurting.
Yeah, exactly.
They weren't going to the game anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
The legislators weren't like, no.
Yeah.
They're not losing money. They have less traffic now.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're helping them. You're hurting the neighborhoods. You're hurting the small businesses, the vendors, the Airbnbs, the hotels, which have already been punched in the mouth because we've been on lockdown forever.
Right.
So here's an opportunity for, it was $100 million, and then this movie's not going to generate that, but there's going to be a lot of independent contractors that are out of work now or are going to have to make that trip to Louisiana to try to find work. You never help the people you need to help. You always hurt them by being so woke that you're leaving.
It's the virtue signal.
Yeah.
Purse.
Yeah, I agree, especially, you know, they're not going to hurt the government. I mean, the businesses, yes, but the government has a pretty reliable income stream.
Yeah.
They force people to pay them taxes, and if you don't, you go to jail. That's
yeah.
About as reliable as it gets.
Yes, I wish I had that power.
I don't on principle, but I'd use it.
Laura, I think we're entering like a new phase where companies are now almost, to cover themselves, become like an enforcement arm of woke politics, because they just don't, their human resources department doesn't want the complaints. They don't want to like wake up in the morning and look on Twitter and see their company hashtag is trending. So they just like, we'll just do what they want.
It's just so sad. And it's what Tyra said. I totally agree with it. They're hurting the people that they claim to want to help. It's yeah. It's totally crazy. And I think everybody's so sick of all of these people who get out in front of it, but really don't understand what they're talking about. They don't understand the law. They don't understand at all why, gosh, I don't know, would you want to know that a person was a legal United States citizen, that they could vote? I continue to talk to people who are like, it is so racist to assume that we can't figure out how to get a driver's license, some form of ID as a minority. It's crazy. But I don't think we're going to see an end to it. I think these people try to out-woke one another. But you know what? It's really a sad state of affairs. And I hope somebody has the guts to stand up against this, because I think they will be rewarded.
It just made me think of when I was a kid, when back in the days when you needed an ID to go to a movie.
Yes.
Because you wanted to see, you know, I don't know, Porky's. Remember Porky's?
Yes.
But you were like...
That is your question, by the way.
Yeah,
totally. Hey, totally.
Please continue.
The question is, do you
go
remember
ahead,
Porky's?
Matt.
You have 2 minutes to respond. And you will have a rebuttal on how it wasn't as good as the Police Academy franchise. And then you will talk about...
Pass.
Yes, pass. Okay. Your job is to persuade.
Are we off Porky's?
Okay, yeah, we're off Porky's.
All right, good.
How do we win this argument, which seems to be... I think that the Republicans... And conservatives have not shown up to fight this yet.
Yeah, well, we announced today at the American Conservative Union, a center to defend voters and their voices. Because what needs to happen is, I thought this was just about passing election law. By the way, in Georgia, all they did was reinstate the idea that you have to have an ID. It's kind of that simple. How about you vote one time in one state? That's all we want. Everyone should be able to vote. But the other thing is, they want to use this whole idea of racism to push through all these progressive policies. And all these people electing these governors, you know, you have Kristi Noem in South Dakota. She was pressured by the NCAA not to sign that bill supporting girls' sports.
Right.
Asa Hutchinson was pressured by corporate citizens in his state not to do similar things on transgender questions. Like, this is happening everywhere. It's not just about election reform anymore. It's about every piece of this agenda. And half of this country has had enough.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, if you work in a company, all you get are emails telling you, well, you know, I should just shut up.
You should never check your email.
Never check your email. Thanks to Laura Trump. Welcome aboard. Matt Schlapp, Kat Tyrus, our studio audience. I love you, America.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.